family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for the whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year-old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted over the fire, with its heads, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance. Psalm 116 on your insert, verses 1 to 2, 12 to 19, and the congregation responses are in bold. I love the Lord, who has heard my voice and my supplications, and has inclined his ear to me whenever I called. What shall I return to the Lord for all my benefits? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord. In your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Please be seated. Verses 23 to 26. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Will you please stand for the reading of our gospel tonight? Hear the word of our Lord from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 to 7, and 31b to 35. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, Are you going to wash my feet? Jesus answered, You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand. Peter said to him, You will never wash my feet. Jesus answered, Unless I wash you, you have no share with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, One who is bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you. For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, Not all of you are clean. After he had washed their feet, he had put on his robe and had returned to the table. He said to them, Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So, if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are their messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. And when he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This is the word of God for we, the people of God. Let us say, Thanks be to God. You may be. Two 2,000 years ago, Jesus and his disciples were gathered in an upper room celebrating the Passover together for the last time. Jesus was there with his closest friends and companions. And they were reclining at a table. And they share the Passover meal together. And then Jesus has one more thing to teach them. He shows them what his life represents and who he is in his very being. Who the Father sent him as the Son of God to be, to show them. To show them what salvation really means. To show them what the cost of following Jesus would entail. Of this love that would transform their lives and transform the world. And so Jesus, the host of this banquet, their master, their teacher, their Savior, the one who had called them out of darkness into his marvelous light, the one who had called them from their mundane jobs and told them to come and follow me, to fishermen whom he'd said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And they preached good news for the poor together, and they healed the sick and fed the hungry, and they ate with sinners. And they delivered people from demonic oppression in Jesus' name. Everything had come to this. And Jesus has one more thing to teach them. And he does it by his actions. He doesn't just tell them to do something. He does it first and models it for them. He shows them how he was and is the suffering servant prophesied in Isaiah 53. He stepped back from the table He disrobed and went from being the host and master to being like a servant, like a slave. And he kneels down and washes his disciples' feet. Maundy Thursday, the word Maundy comes from the Latin for mandate. And the mandate that Jesus gives us is to love and serve one another as he has loved and served them. And he shows what that love and service means by washing their feet. Now, in their culture, foot washing was common. It was common hospitality. They walked everywhere and they walked in sandals, so their feet were dirty and filthy. And in the city of Jerusalem, they probably walked through all kinds of excrement and other things that are more than just dirt and dust. And disciples would do anything to serve their master. But the one thing in that culture they wouldn't do, they wouldn't touch their feet, let alone wash them. That was for slaves. For the Jews, for Jewish slave owners, it would be a Gentile, an unclean, an outsider slave who would come and wash the feet of a Jewish slaveholder. So for Jesus to take that posture of a servant, to strip himself of all of his status, all of his privilege, all of his honor, and to take upon the public shame of that of an outsider, an unclean Gentile slave, and wash his disciples' feet was unthinkable. It was absolutely scandalous. The disciples were probably quiet and afraid because I bet they were freaking out because they'd never seen this before. And this is the God that we worship. The one who has no limitations. The one who is willing to come in the flesh as the Word among us and for us and fulfilled in his life so that we could follow that same Word and live by it. Live by him in his truth. Descended all the way down and would descend later even to the cross, to death, to the most humiliating, torturous public form of public execution humanity's probably ever devised. Where you don't only die a slow, painful death, but you die in utter scorn, humiliation, and shame as people mock you and you're practically naked, hanging on a cross, dying by gravity and by suffocation as he was nailed there by his hands and his feet and had a crown of thorns on his head and a spear in his side. But before he died on that cross, he died to himself in that moment when he became like a slave and washed their feet. This is the example that we've been given. Jesus is asking us, even now, are you willing to die to yourself and deny your status and your privilege to serve and love others, whether Jew or Gentile, whether insider or outsider, whether a friend or an enemy? Are you willing to deny yourself, to take up your cross and follow Jesus, and to be molded and reformed into his being as one who serves God the Father and serves people created in the image of God? Who comes and serves us even now through his Holy Spirit to empower us and equip us to love one another and to love God and to share Christ with this world. Are you willing to love one another despite your differences? And to love the people who aren't here in this church, who aren't here right now, even the people who might not ever step foot in a church, but the same people that God loves and Jesus Christ died on the cross to give them an opportunity to have eternal life just like you and I. Jesus said, I have set an example for you that you should also do as I have done unto you. That you should be willing to lay down your life for the sake of your friends, to show no greater love. That you would even be willing to die and lay down your life to show that you love your enemies. So at this time, we are going to have a foot washing and a hand washing moment.